Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Dennis, Tom Outy, Preferred Truck and Trailer.
Hey, Tom, I was actually just dialing your number.
Was you?
Yeah, I was like, I recognize this number, and then same number.
Oh, this customer of ours from upstate New York or Maine or whatever just called again, and they're kind of worried about interest and term and all that before we start running their credit, and I just said, well, let me see what Dennis says. And
yeah.
I know it's, I hard. Actually, it's hard to give them an answer, but.
Yeah, it really is. I was with their time in business, I mean, how long have they been out of
9 is when they sold their truck.
Gotcha. And then they don't have anything right now?
No, he's been a company driver since then.
But he's just been, but they've provided him the truck then.
Yeah.
And do you know if the LLC corporation, is he a sole proprietorship?
Didn't say.
Okay.
You want to call her a minute and kind of do a little phone interview with her before we go too far, or what do you?
Well, as long as he's in the same industry and I can show bank statements with cash flow, it doesn't have to really say the company's name on there. You know, it just shows that he's depositing money. He's been a 1099 employee, but he's had his business. Some people don't attach that to their business, you know, their banks to their business.
Right. Yeah, because I know in 09 is when they sold his truck, and yeah, he's just been a company driver ever since, owner-operator again.
Do you know if he's over the state lines, or?
I'm sure he does, yeah.
Probably, yeah, it would make sense. Okay, yeah, I can give him a call. I'd be more than happy to. And, I mean, with a good story and everything, I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
But if he's showing cash flow, and even though he's a 1099 employee, he could be doing pretty well.
Yeah.
And I could include that into the mix, and I think I can get it done, and hopefully use that time of business. As far as rates go, I mean, they're going to be good. If his credit's up, 730 is not extremely good, but it's not bad. You know, it's probably going to be anywhere from 5% to 7-8%, you know, in that ballpark. It's not going to be like a 2.5 or anything screaming like that. But
okay. I've been dealing with a lady by the name of Angela.
Angela? Okay.
Let's see here. Call 518-483-9371. That's her home number, and she's there right now. She's going to be there for about another 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll call her right now.
Yeah, otherwise her office is 518-483-7500. That's the office. So.
Okay, I'll try to reach her at home real quick.
And then let me know. She's got a credit app here filled out. She just didn't want me to send it out, and she's afraid it's going to ruin her credit score if everyone pings her credit score. So.
Yeah, I think it kind of used to be like that, but I think that credit bureaus got smart, and if it's with the same sort of industry, supposedly it doesn't affect the score, but...
Oh, okay.
Who knows, you know?
Well, see, if you talk to her and you think everything is a go, and she wants me to, I'll get everything scanned and emailed over to you.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, I'll give her a call now.
All right.
Yep, thanks, Tom. Bye-bye.